bring you Violent Shore, a play for radio by Ian Collins. Violent Shore.
Hurry it up, you lot. Get that cod end over the side. The fish will swim to England and give themselves up if you go on knitting with the nets.
Get knitted yourself.
I heard that, Carter. It'll cost you a jar when we get into port.
I've forgotten what a jar looks like. One sniff of the tap room and I'll be in happy land.
Save a bit of cash then, won't you? Maybe this trip will give your missus a sniff of the housekeeping.
That's it, mate. When you've finished making funnies, we're waiting on you and the skipper.
Ready, skip?
Let go of the troll!
Mind the warp! All the way, skip! Who we got in the fish hole?
Young Fenner and Blackie Master.
Right, get this fish bound clear, double quick. Fenner, Masters, bags out, fish coming down.
Something
more tight.
They're freezing down here.
Tracks, work and sweat up.
Funny.
Come in, George. Good kip.
Not long enough, that's all.
Never is. You take over the wheel, George.
Right.
Home base on the radio. Mr. Benson for you.
Damn. Another few drags and a hold of people.
Give the old man my love. Oh, I don't think.
Mr. Benton, sir. Ferriton here. Over.
No need to shout, Ferriton. Over.
Oh, sorry, sir. What's the score?
How soon can you leave?
You're the boss. A few more hauls would make for a good catch, though. Over.
Scrub it, Ferriton. I want you to leave today for the usual place. Over.
Will do, sir. I'll radio our estimated time of arrival from the Minches.
Goodbye and good luck, Ferriton. Out.
Yeah, the man's clerks. Make the call to Shapyard.
Right away, Skip. Call the Kestrel to Shapyard. Kestrel 2 to Shapyard, are you receiving? Come in, please.
Last drag, George. I'll go tell the crew.
The hole's not full and we're on the fish, didn't you tell him?
Well, Mr. Benton knows what he's doing, George. And he hates argument.
Yeah, well, he's the boss, I suppose.
Dead right he is. Now, watch the lads perk up when I tell them.
Hurry it up! Carter, you're all thumbs this trip. What's the matter with you?
I'm cold, you nerd.
Talk, Titty. Speed up or you'll find yourself in the ice room.
Okay, lads. Let's hope this is a good one. Once we fall in, we're going home.
Yay!
What's up then, Blackie?
Skipper, what's the tone and they're going home?
Well, that's daft. When we're on the fish, why cut the trip short?
Well, I can think of no doubt that it draws a cheer.
In any case, we've now to celebrate, shoveling all this ice. Do you get a lot of short trips with dynasty trawlers?
Only when Ferriton skip it. He must have a nagging missus or something.
Oh, I lost his nerve. I'd rather have a full hold than a short trip. I need the poundage. I'm getting married soon.
You must be crackers. But if you must, get her used to shortcomings. Do yourself a favour in the long run if you do.
Seems daft to me. Different if we can't find the fish. A day more or less makes no odds, eh?
Another question, governors, lad. They've got their reasons. Hey, let's get on with Robbie.
I'm getting punished.
Come in, Shapyard, please, if you are receiving.
Shapyard receiving you now, Castle 2. Go ahead, please. Over.
Put me through to our agent, will you? Quick as you like, old man.
Immediately. One moment, please.
Hello? Kestrel 2?
Johan?
Speaking.
Sorry to have got you out of bed.
That's okay. What news?
Rendezvous in about 4 hours from now. 800 hours, approximately.
Same position as last reported.
That's right.
Keep watch for me.
Don't worry. Out.
We'll inform Stornoway as late as possible, George.
Well, it goes against the grain to abandon the fishing.
I agree, George. But we've orders. Benton has a schedule.
All set, Skip. Johan will rendezvous at around 800.
Right. George, yeah. Tell the bosun I want all hands below at breakfast, half an hour before that. And make sure he understands. All hands. Barthy and me.
Don't worry, Skip, we'll do.
And see that Cookie's out of his bunk and brewed up.
Okay, we'll do.
Blackie,
get up. Not before time, eh, Blackie?
Yeah, we're not clear yet down here.
Never mind, get your breakfast. We'll finish up and seal the hold after.
Yeah, that's the way to go, if you ask me. Still, best do as you're told, eh, lad? Hey, my belly thinks my throat's being cut. Here, come on.
I'll finish the row and follow you, Blackie.
Shoot yourself.
Both, I say. Off you go.
Where's the cash, Mr. Farrington?
Double next trip. That's what the man said. Okay.
My people will not be happy. Oh. However, pass off the line, please. Thank you. Goodbye.
Standard. Get your standard here. Standard.
Charger.
Standard. Standard.
Good evening, Albert. Ah, thanks.
Hello, Sergeant. You're nights again, are you?
Right, Albert. You'll be a detective yourself, you know that. So, what have you got for us tonight?
Nothing local, Gov. Right down Bermondsey way. Thought it was all poos down there, I did.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Right, Gov. Standard. Standard. Get your standard here.
Richmond Police, can I help you? Oh, yes, madam. Oh, hey, Mike.
Yes, Doc?
Could you just hold on for a second, madam?
What's up now, Doc?
Superintendent Miller wants to see you, Mike. Upstairs.
Miller?
Santa.
What's up? Trouble?
I don't know. You look pretty grim.
Oh, what have I done now?
Ta. Oh, sorry about that, madam. What colour is your budgie?
Come in.
You wanted me, sir?
Ah, yes, Finnan. Come in, will you?
Well, something wrong, sir?
Sit down, sir. Just had a report from up north, Grimsby.
Oh, yes, sir?
You've got a brother up there.
Yes, sir, on trawlers. In some sort of trouble, is he?
I'm afraid so, yes.
What's the young idiot been up to? We can sort it, can't we, sir?
I'm sorry, Fenner. His ship Kestrel 2 has reported your brother lost at sea. I'm very sorry.
Oh, but that's daft, sir.
Well, it happens, as you know very well.
But he was raised on boats.
I don't have any details. There'll be an inquest, of course, and compensation.
Compensation?
Or at least the automatic lost at sea payment. Quite substantial, I believe.
Oh, yes, sir. Quite.
Parents living?
No. No, sir, they're both dead.
Was he married?
He was 19, sir.
So, you're next of kin?
Yes.
Well, I'll arrange leave. You'll be needed at the inquest, and no doubt you'll want to sort out his belongings.
He didn't have much, sir. Most of that will be on his ship.
Or Kestrel, too?
It was his first trip in that one.
Bad luck, eh? Well, that's it then, Fenner. I'll fix the travel warrant and leave. Take as long as you need, but remember that we need you here.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, and Fenner, you realize that you'll be off your manor, don't you? Leave the detective work to the locals.
What detective work, sir?
Just do as I say.
Yes, of course, sir.
Get me Superintendent Abbott in Grimsby. Yes, I'll hold.
Mike, over here.
Yeah? Betty, what are you doing here?
Woman Police Sergeant Mackay. Have I changed so much?
The uniform's not a bad disguise.
I've been assigned to meet you. After you went south, I felt in need of a change, so took a leaf out of your book, joined the force. When I heard you were coming, I was given the job of making you feel at home.
Coincidence?
With a little help from my friends. Mike, I'm very sorry to hear about David.
Thank you.
A horrid business, lost at sea. It's sort of unfinal.
I'm afraid it's final, all right. Did you see him up here at all?
Around? Hardly to speak to. Buzz don't make friends easily. I think he was embarrassed. Didn't want his pals to take the mickey out of him.
Mm. Got a car?
Of course. It's good to see you again, Mike. It's been a long time.
Yeah. I'm still in shock. But you're the last person and a sergeant.
Come on. The car's outside. Do you know what happened, Mike?
Very little yet. No witnesses, apparently. The boy just went missing.
That night?
According to the report, they'd started for home waters.
When was he missed?
Well, I'm not certain. A chap called Blackie Masters shared a cabin with David. He raised the first alarm.
Rings a bell?
Big crew for my father years back when I was just a kid.
So it's just a straightforward lost at sea. No complications.
Unless the owners try to establish suicide.
Well, surely they won't do that.
Well, it's been known, but unlikely. No evidence either way. I should think they'll pay up quickly and quietly to get the whole thing forgotten as soon as possible.
Was it a rough trip?
About average. Nothing special either way, according to the skipper's log. Is the Kestrel still in dock?
Arrived this morning. One of our chaps went on board and asked all the usual questions. Pretty hopeless, though. All he managed to do was confirm the radio reports and clear up the timings a bit.
He checked the log?
Bound to. Must have confirmed the radio reporter I'd have heard something. Not a very good catch, apparently. Kestrel left the grounds a day early for some reason.
What's the skipper's name, Betty?
Ferriton. The first officer is a chap called Appleby. George, I think.
Oh, thanks. Do the crew still use the same pump?
What do you think? Of course they do. The nearest.
Oh, drop me off in Fish Dock Road, will you?
Why?
Oh, nothing special. Just like a few words, that's all.
Do you want me to stay with you?
No, thanks. I'll see you at the inquiry.
If you'd like me to be there.
Yes, I would. Very much. Oh, this'll do, driver.
Mike, anything I can do, a drink, a chat, a shoulder to cry on, you know where to find me.
I'll remember, Betty. Thanks.
We've a lot to catch up on.
Oh, thanks for the lift, Sergeant.
What'll it be, sir?
Whiskey, large and neat. Blackie Masters in.
Blackie? Oh, aye, in the back. Easy to concentrate on the business at hand back there. Yeah, must have had a good trip and all. Plenty of cash about.
Oh, I heard different. The crew all plus.
Well, now you come to mention it. Blackie's doing most of the buying.
Oh, thanks. Hello, Blackie.
Hmm?
Remember me?
Who are you?
Mike Fenner. That was knee high last time I saw you.
Yeah, but... Well, I'm damned. Hey, sit down, son. What you having?
Whiskey.
Hey,
two more whiskeys, Harry. Not too small. Coming!
Hey, get about young David, are you? He was talking about you the night you went over, poor kid.
Saying what, Blackie?
Well, about you being a copper now, up in smoke.
Why?
Why what?
Why was he talking about me?
Well, no reason, just talk. I've forgotten, forgotten even ever had a brother. That's what happens when you go away south, you get forgotten.
Oh, 72 pence, Blackie.
Ah, here you are, Harry. Have one yourself.
No, I'll give it a miss this shout if you don't mind.
Oh, suit yourself.
A good trip, was it?
Ah, no, rotten. Well, not bad, I suppose. My trouble is I'm never satisfied.
Well, it can't have been that bad. That's quite a roll of money you've got there.
Yeah, well, I'm third hand now, you know. Poundage don't touch, mounts up.
So long as you get the fish, right?
Sure. Everyone knows that. I mean, basic's no good to man nor beast.
There's Skipper Ferriton in
here. Over there in corner.
Who's that with him?
George Appleby, the mate. Yeah, take a Steve.
Well, I think I'll have a word.
It was an accident, Fenner. Lost it, see, nothing else.
I never said it wasn't an accident, Blackie. Where will you be when you leave here?
Why?
In case I want to see you again.
Oh, I'll be around.
Well, thanks for the drink.
Mike,
Hello, Betty.
The super wants to see you.
Who?
Superintendent Abbott. Seems I was supposed to take you straight back.
Oh, what does he want?
Perhaps he wants to pick your brains. We don't get many London detectives up this way.
It would have been a courtesy, if nothing else, Fenner, had you reported straight to me.
Sorry, sir.
I've had your Superintendent Miller on the line. Seems to think you might get yourself into trouble up here.
Well, I can't think why, sir.
No doubt he knows your capabilities. You're here for the inquiry. That's tomorrow. And then you're to go straight back.
I have permission to stay as long as I consider necessary, sir.
Why should it be necessary for you to stay beyond the inquiry, Fenner?
No reason, sir. I'd just like to ask around a bit to find out what happened out there.
Are you telling me you suspect that your brother's death was not an accident?
Not really, sir. I'd just like to make sure.
Well, then I'm sorry. I've enough problems as it is without you muddying the waters. You're too involved anyway, Fenner. Any questions that need asking will be asked by the local men. We don't need your assistance.
Will they, sir? I mean, will the questions be asked?
If anything at the inquiry suggests that further investigation is warranted, yes.
The inquiry is a formality, sir. You know that.
Are you implying that the witnesses will lie?
No, sir. Suggesting the possibility.
Once again, have you any reason to make this suggestion?
My brother was a good seaman, sir. Took after our father.
So are most of the men who sail. You know how many are reported lost at sea each
year.
Yes, well, then I suggest you accept your loss and keep your unfounded suspicions to yourself. Otherwise, you'll find yourself in serious trouble. Is that clear?
So my brother becomes a statistic.
That sounds dangerously like impertinence, Fenner.
It's not meant to, sir. Will you be having the inquiry covered? Sir?
As you seem determined to make it an issue, I'll be there myself.
According to the evidence we've heard this morning from Skipper Fenton, Mr. Appleby, and others from the crew of Kestrel 2...
Who's the girl?
The missing man, David Fenner... In
don't know.
...deckhand on that ship... Was
she's pretty.
...during the night watch...
And upset.
...while unaccompanied.
Catch me to go out, will
you? Well, what about watching me?
There won't be a trouble of being here at all, I expect. Might as well compound the felony.
...or a deliberate act of self-destruction. It is my decision to record an open verdict on the incident.
Incident.
And I'm instructed to pass on the condolences of Mr. Alan T. Benton, Chairman of Dynasty Trawlers Limited, to the friends and relatives of the missing man. This hearing is closed.
No, don't lose the girl. I'll see you later.
Right.
Mr. Fenner?
Yeah?
I represent the company's insurers. David Fenner listed you next of kin.
That's right.
There should be no problems, Mr. Fenner, over the lost at sea compensation.
No, it's automatic.
Should you be considering a private action against the owners, I must point out that with the open verdict, there will be some difficulty in establishing negligence.
I hadn't thought of taking action against the owners.
They'll be glad to hear it, Mr. Fenner. Needless to say, anything that I or they can do to help...
I'll let you know.
Where shall we send the check, Mr. Fenner?
I'll be around for a while. Gossett Hotel.
I don't see why, Fenner. Seemed a conclusive hearing to me.
I have a few loose ends to tie up, sir.
I don't want to seem hard, Fenner, but Superintendent Miller did stress that you're needed back there.
I'll be as quick as I can, sir. A day or so.
Who's that girl Sergeant Mackay's talking to?
I don't know, sir.
Just remember, Fenner, these accidents cause enough distress to people without prolonging their suffering with unnecessary questions. Tell Sergeant Mackay that.
Sorry to intrude, Miss Hope, but we did wonder who you were.
David and I were to be married in a few months.
Have you met David's brother, Michael Fenner?
No, but David talked about him all the time. Very proud of his brother with David.
Would you like to meet him? He's here for a day or so.
Yes, I think I would.
Oh.
Will you excuse me now, please?
How about this evening? Gossett Hotel at about 6.
All right, I'll try.
Pleased to meet you, Skipper. Mr. Appleby?
Fenner. Sorry it had to be my ship, Fenner.
Oh, I don't suppose it made much difference.
Still, my responsibility. Are you staying in Grimsby?
Not for long.
Oh, good. I'm sure it's healthier to get away. Back to London, eh? Ah, you'll forget easier there. Right, Mr. Appleby?
Right, Skip. You know, I was surprised not to see Blackie Masters at the inquiry. He told me he was the last to see David alive.
Told you that, did he? Oh, must be right, then.
I weren't aware of it.
Well, I'd like to clear up a couple of points. Can you give me his address?
Well, of course. You'll need to drop by the office anyway to collect David's gear. You can have the address then.
You don't know it offhand? No, I'm a bit tight for time.
Oh, sorry, can't help. Can you, George?
No idea, Skip.
Okay, then I'll drop by your office later. I'd like a word with Mr. Benton anyway.
Ah. I'll tell him to
inspect you.
Bye.
Have you found anything, Mike?
Would you expect almost anyone in a town this size to know where everyone else lives? Or is it not as small a place as I imagine?
Who to know where who lives?
A skipper and first mate to know the address of one of their regular third hands.
I don't really know.
No. Seems odd, though. Oh, who was the girl?
Oh, your brother's fiancée, according to her. Seemed pretty cut up. She's meeting us tonight.
Good. Now, do me a favour, will you, Betty?
Hmm?
Ask round the fish key. I want to know what sort of catches Kestrel 2's been landing recently, plus anything you can pick up about Pederton and the rest of the crew.
You'll get me shot, you know that.
Got any contact with the transport police?
Sergeant Johns is okay. He retires in about 2 months.
Well, chat him up on the QT.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him I want to know anything out of the ordinary, especially if Kestrel's involved. Can do?
Of course I can, and will. Where will you be?
Trying to locate Blackie. Then with Mr. Alan T. Benton.
Mixing with the knobs, eh? Better not tread on his toes, Mike. He wields a big stick in these parts.
Oh, just thanking him for his condolences, that's all. See you tonight. Blackie in?
Oh, it's a bit early, Chum, even for him. Mind you, this shore leave is not wasting much drinking time.
No, hard at it, is he?
Never seen him like it. And he's a drinker at the best of times. Oh, losing his pals upset him, I reckon.
He said much about it, did he?
Well, not really. It's funny in a way. It's as though he'd like to talk about it, but won't. You know what I mean? When the whiskey gets to him, he starts sort of dropping hints and that.
What sort of hints?
Nothing definite. But last night, though, he were bragging about his money. Great wad he had still. Said he were onto something big. But clammed up and asked him what it were.
Do you know where Blackie lives?
Oh, I'm not sure exactly. Up Marston way.
Well, if he comes in, tell him I'm looking for him, will you? I'm staying at the Gossip.
Sure.
And he's looking for Blackie Masters, Mr. Benton. Wanted to know where he lives.
Did you tell him?
Of course not, sir. But when he comes here, I'll have to.
Can Masters be trusted?
Well, he's been paid plenty. Honestly, Mr. Benton, I had no choice.
He didn't pay young Fenner. Not in cash.
One over the side is possible. I mean, it happens, but two on one trip, and it's a big thing. You know that, Mr. Benton.
One's too many by the look of things, Ferriton.
What are we going to do?
How soon can Kestrel get underway?
Well, she's not due out till tomorrow night.
Answer the question.
A couple of hours, if we can find the crew. Not much for the shore gang to do after the last trip.
Right. I'll see to the crew, except Blackie. You and Appleby find him and get him aboard. Make sure he's not seen. Keep him out of sight until you hear from me. Have you got that?
Until we hear what, Mr. Benton?
Either it's safe for him to come back, or it's not.
No, I can't lose another man. Not next time out.
No one will know he sailed with Kestrel, unless you get careless. If he needs to be got rid of, I'll put the word about that you sailed without him. With luck, the police will think he's taken off to London or somewhere and start looking for him. If it comes to that, it means they're worried about young Fenner. Well, invent some story of a quarrel between Blackie and Fenner and say you discovered it on this last trip.
So, Masters disappears for good and there'll be no more questions about young Fenner. That's brilliant.
Obvious. I just hope it's not too obvious.
Will there be any merchandise in this trip?
I'll arrange it if I can. I'll speak to Johan tonight and radio instructions out to you. If there is a parcel ready, it's the last one. For the time being.
Oh, will you tell Johan that? We owe him for the last consignment already.
No. You tell him.
Huh?
In the nicest and cleanest way. If ever we resume the operation, a new contact will be safer anyway. If we don't, I want no potential blackmailers. Not even Icelandic.
Right, Mr. Benton.
And this time, bring back the fish. A full hold looks less suspicious and keeps the crew happy. There's been some grumbling at the quayside, I'm told.
We'll give me 30. 25.
First on.
24.
23. Sergeant
John.
22.
Hello, Sergeant.
Hello, Sergeant, yourself. You're a stranger down here, aren't you?
I know, you hate your civvies working on your patch.
Even if that were true, Sergeant Mackay, and I deny it, there's no reason why you can't drop by occasionally for a chat and a cuppa.
Too busy. Should have joined the transport police like you did and settled for an easy life watching the ships go by.
Oh, don't you believe it. Well, what brings you here today, Sergeant, and in uniform?
To see you, of course.
Mm-hmm. In an official capacity?
Not exactly.
I thought I'd not heard of any flap on. Better come into my shelter and I'll put kettle on. Well, what's the secret?
Kestrel 2.
What about her?
Anything and everything. Gossip, speculation, opinions.
Lost a decky last trip, didn't they? Mm. Something to do with that.
A boy called David Fenner. His brother's an old flame of mine. Sergeant, CID in London.
And he's worried, eh? Interesting.
Could all be nothing, Sergeant, but Mike, that's the brother. Well, he thinks there's something wrong. Just a hunch, really.
May not be a bad one, either.
There is something?
The skipper, Ferreton. Had poor catches lately. Last dozen trips or so. Odd that. Mr. Alan T. Benton would be the first owner to beach a skipper who doesn't bring back the fish.
Anything else?
Oh, a bit of grumbling among the crew. Poor fishing men thinner pay packets. Seems Ferreton's taken to leaving the grounds early, even when he's on fish. Of course, at time, crew think it's a great idea. Until they get back to port and find that their money's not much of a basic.
Has anyone made any guesses about Ferreton?
Pork says he's lost his nerve. This time of year it can blow a bit up Iceland.
You don't believe that, do you, Sergeant?
No. No, we think he's up to something. I'd been watched on his return last couple of trips. Coast Guard, Customs and Excise and our lads. Kestrel steamed straight in and started unloading. She weren't met in open water, dropped nothing over the side except rubbish. And Customs and Excise used the missing decky as an excuse to have a poke around below decks. Nothing.
Except a poor catch and an early return.
Right. Hang on, though.
What?
Poor catch, aye. Early return. Should have checked that.
Well, surely the only point of leaving the fishing grounds early is to get back to port early.
I have a tick. Still worth checking.
Who are you calling?
John's here, Transport Police.
Oh, yes, Sergeant?
Kestrel 2, does her getting in a day early mean that she'll leave ahead of her normal time, or is she an extra day in port?
One moment, please. I don't understand the question, Sergeant. Huh? Kestrel 2 arrived yesterday morning as scheduled on the boat. She sails tomorrow night after the usual 3 days.
Sorry, I forget I asked. I was off duty when she docked. Should know by now not to listen to pub chatter. Thanks.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Funny, that.
I heard. Kestrel 2 left the grounds a day early and docked here on schedule.
So somewhere she lost a day.
There was nothing in her log to suggest they had trouble. Can we find out any more?
Well, I can have a damn good try. Where can I contact you?
I'm seeing Mike at 6 at the Gossett Hotel. Well,
where's he now, do you know?
Probably at the Dynasty Shipping Office, collecting his brother's belongings.
Right. I'll get on the radio and find out what's what. See you later.
I've been trying to locate Blackie Masters, Mr. Benton.
What he does with his shore time is none of my business, Mr. Fenner.
Are you satisfied with the amount of fish Skipper Ferreton's been landing in recent months?
Not really.
But you've not beached him.
Well, everyone can have a bad patch. He'll pull through his. Why kick a good skipper?
Well, he's lucky to have such an understanding employer. Do you also pay crew's poundage on uncorked fish?
I'm not that understanding.
Blackie was pretty flush last night.
Not with my money, he wasn't.
Well, could Ferreton be working some racket or fiddle without your knowing?
Certainly, but unlikely. What did you have in mind?
Well, I'm not in a position to say yet, Mr. Benton. Not until I've located Blackie Masters.
Well, they'll give you his address downstairs.
They did that an hour ago, and I've been out there. Masters was collected by cab a short time before I arrived.
By cab? He is throwing his money around, isn't he?
If he paid for the cab, yes.
Benton?
All set, Mr. Benton.
You've got the special provisions on board?
I safely stowed.
Good. You've got harbour clearance. I fixed that. Good hunting. Keep in touch.
Thanks, Mr. Benton.
Mr. Fenner, you are understandably upset over your loss, but I suggest that you're allowing your policeman's nose to lead you on a wild goose chase. I'm a busy man, and not responsible for the crews I run, except insofar as they get the fish to port in good condition. Beyond that, I have no interest in their activities, and I'm not prepared to be cross-questioned about them. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, Mr. Benton, quite clear.
I'm sorry I troubled you. Good afternoon.
Abbott.
Ah, Superintendent Benton here.
Mm-hmm.
Your chap, Fenner.
Ah, not my chap, Mr. Benton, but what about him?
He's making a damn nuisance of himself.
Still asking questions, is he?
Your chap or not, I want him stopped. He'll give Dynasty a bad name and stir up trouble for no sensible purpose.
Hmm. I'm sorry you've been annoyed, Mr. Benton, but I'm sure Fenner has his reasons.
It'll be a damn sight sorry if you don't put a stop to it, Abbott. I'm not without influence in this town.
You've not got enough to make threats, sir. I've noted your complaint. And it will be dealt with in the usual manner. Goodbye. Put me through to Superintendent Miller, CID, Richmond, London.
Crewe want to know why their shore time's been cut, Skip. I'd like to know myself.
You talk too much, Blackie.
Oh, I've not said a word, honest. Not to a soul.
Nah, and we've cut shore time to make sure you don't.
Young Fenner's brother, the one you talked to first night in, he's looking for you, Blackie. We had to make sure he didn't find you.
Well, he might still be there in 3 weeks' time when we get back, Mr. Rapp.
Don't worry about a thing, Blackie. Do your work and keep your mouth shut. Fenner will be sorted.
The crew are on bonus. Now, one way and another, your little snoop round on the last bit with young Fenner has cost us a packet, Blackie. Make sure you're worth it.
Look, Mr. Appleby, I'll not say nothing. It's none of my business. I don't want any money. I don't want out to do it, all right?
Too late, Blackie. You're in it all the way up. Get below with the rest of the men.
Right, Skip.
And stop worrying. We're well covered.
Right. You believe that, Skip?
No choice, George. We've got to trust Mr. Benton, same as he has to trust us. Difference is, he's got more to lose.
You've a lot to lose, Fenner.
Just a couple of days.
Tomorrow, Fenner, I want you in London.
But there's something going on up here, sir. The dock police agree.
When you get back, you can make out a report, and we'll forward it through the usual channels for Superintendent Abbott to deal with. You're off your patch, Fenner, and out of line.
Two more days, sir, please.
My office, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning without fail. Is that clear? Goodbye, Fenner.
Evening, Miss Mackay. Don't often see you in gossip. You here on business?
I'm out of uniform, Charlie.
Much prettier you look, if I may say so, miss.
Anytime, Charlie.
What'll it be, miss? Manager's compliments.
Oh, gin and tonic. Thanks. Mr. Fenner in yet?
Well, reception will know.
They said not.
Meeting him, are you?
Oh, not until 6.
Here you are, miss.
Oh, thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, miss.
Just beer for me, Charlie.
What's going on, Mr. Johns? A convention?
Oh,
you ruined my trade, you know.
Oh, got a guilty conscience, Charlie.
No, but most of my customers have. Must be up to some racket or they couldn't afford these prices. There you are, Gov. Compliments to the manager.
Oh, right, Charlie.
Just sit in a corner out of sight and I'll keep him coming.
Oh,
okay.
Nice to be popular, isn't it, Art McKay?
Please, not Sergeant. You'll get me a bad reputation.
We'll be very careful, Charlie. When Mr. Fenner arrives, or a Miss Hope, tell them which corner you've hidden us in, will you? Come on, Mr. Johns, before you're recognized. Any news?
Enough to rouse my curiosity. Should we wait till your friend gets here?
Excuse me. I'm here to meet Mr. Fenner.
Hold on a sec. I'll buzz his room.
Oh, it's not eight. Up here.
Oh.
Oh, Miss Hope. Oh, Mike Fenner. Thank you for coming. Shall we let him go through to the bar?
Yes. Yes, of course.
What's wrong?
Nothing. It's just that he's so like David. To look at, I mean. I wasn't prepared for that.
Oh, it's not unusual in brothers, Miss Hope. Will you come over here? Oh, I'm sorry I'm late, Sergeant Johnson.
Oh, no bother.
Hello, Betty. Oh, this is Miss Hope, Sergeant.
First name's all Mr. Mike. We've got Charlie at the bar, frightened to death.
Oh, fair enough.
Right, what'll it be?
Scotch for me, just ice. Miss Hope?
Pineapple.
And the same again for Betty and,
Albert.
And Albert.
Coming up in 2 ticks.
Well, quite a party we've got, Miss Hope. I'm sorry about this morning at the inquiry. I would have introduced myself, but I had no idea that David had a girlfriend.
There wasn't a lot that you did know about David, was there, Mr. Fenner?
How do you mean?
You'd hardly call yourself the world's best writer of letters, would you? David worshipped you. Did you know that? Lived for news from you.
Oh, he understood. He didn't mind when I was too busy to write.
You mean he let you think he didn't mind? He refused to write to you about us. Wanted to tell you in person. We waited for months for word of your next visit, and we just decided to make the journey to London because he couldn't wait any longer.
You'd planned a holiday in London?
We were looking forward to it. After his next trip.
But he was all right then. Before Kestrel sailed, he not worried about anything.
Just your reaction to me. He'd changed ships for a better job. He was very ambitious, you know. Wanted to be a skipper. He went to Mr. Benton because he thought promotion would come quicker with dynasty trawlers.
Did he have any debts?
Not that I know of. And he'd have told me. He was very happy, Mr. Fenner. Looking forward so much to seeing you again.
What about you, Albert? Find anything that looks phony?
Not sure. After I'd had a chat with young Betty here, I made a few calls.
Any special reason?
Kestrel, too, left fishing grounds a day early, so logically she should have reached home a day early, too.
Unless she had engine trouble or some other hold-up. But there was nothing in her log to suggest any sort of trouble. Do you see, Mike?
So, she lost a whole day somewhere.
I know where she lost it, not why.
Where will do?
Stornoway.
Where's that exactly?
Outer Hebrides, Isle of Lewis.
On Kestrel's route from the fishing grounds?
No, quite a detour, in fact. At least 20 hours steaming.
So, they wouldn't put him there for repairs?
No. The excuse was medical attention for the first mate, Appleby.
Is that likely?
Possible, but not usual. Unless it was very serious. Even then, they can radio for a doctor to join ship at sea much quicker.
Did Appleby have any medical attention after landing here?
Nothing more than medicinal brandy, so far as we know.
I'll check. Why else would Kestrel put into Stornoway, Albert?
I'd be guessing.
Then guess.
Contraband.
Smuggling, you mean? But why Stornoway?
It's very small. Only one of our transport chaps on duty there. Small population, so less gossip. Landing strip for moving the stuff further along pipeline. It's been known before.
Do you think it's likely?
It's possible. That's all I care about.
You mean you think David discovered something on board Kestrel? Smuggling or something?
We're just speculating, Miss Hope. Don't upset yourself.
Then you think someone pushed David over the side? Oh, that's horrible.
I don't think anything yet, Miss Hope. I'm simply checking up, that's all.
Can we find out what Kestrel did in Stornoway?
Only one way to do that for certain. Fly out there. If you can afford it. Cost about 50 quid, private charter. I take it this inquiry is not official.
Can you fix a plane? Tonight?
Oh, aye, easy. Plenty of airstrips round here.
Right. Now, what time is it? 6:30. I can be there and back to the midnight train to London. Do that, will you, Albert?
Sure. Immediate takeoff.
Fast as I can get to the airfield. Betty, take care of Miss Hope for me, will you?
I'm coming with you.
Look, if the super hears about this trip, I'll be on a fizzer for sure. There's no need for you to lose your stripe.
This is the first bit of excitement I've had for months.
I'll be all right, really. And two heads are better than one. Tonight.
There's no time to pack.
Pack what? Okay. We'll be back by closing time.
Oh, we're ready for takeoff in 20 minutes. No, straight there and back, so far as I know. Cash before takeoff. Okay.
Well?
All set. I'll drive you out there.
Goodbye, then. I'll see you again, Mr. Fenn, I hope. And if there is anything funny about David, please find it.
I will, Miss Hope. I promise.
Benton here.
Mr. Benton. Charlie here. Gossip.
Well?
They've all been in here, Mr. Benton. Like a ruddy convention. And young Fenner's girlfriend.
What were they doing?
I couldn't hear everything, but Albert Johns made a call from the bar phone. Chartered a plane.
To go where, Charlie?
Stornoway. And back. Don't know why, Mr. Benton.
All right, Charlie, thanks.
I've done what you asked me, Mr. Benton.
You'll get your money. I want direct radio link with Kestrel 2. Person to person. Skipper Fenton. Call me back. Damn, Fenner.
Skipper, Mr. Benton's calling.
Oh, right. Take over, George.
Okay, Skipper. Stay here, Sparks, or you might learn what you're not meant to.
Hello? Mr. Benton, Ferriton here.
You alone in there?
All right, and the door shut. What's up, sir?
Fenner flew out for Stornoway this evening.
It's bad, sir.
What can he learn?
Nothing, I don't think.
Appleby saw the doctor out there?
As planned, yes, sir.
Good. That's what I needed to know.
What do we do now, sir?
Stick to schedule. I'll keep you informed. But be ready to ditch Blackie Masters. He's too much of a liability now.
Are we covered on that?
He's listed here as having missed the ship. If Fenner finds anything in Stornoway, I'll tell him that Blackie has just gone missing.
Right, sir.
A lot depends on what that doctor says. Out.
Was there anything wrong with Appleby, Dr. Campbell?
He was complaining of stomach pain. I found nothing, but told him to see his GP.
Did you check if he did?
Oh, not really my business. He may have been malingering. It happens, you know.
He sailed on another trip today.
Oh, did he know? Oh, then he cannot be so very ill, can he?
There was no mention in the ship's log of an unscheduled call on Stornoway.
Oh, well, rules are there to be broken, are they not?
How do you mean?
Well, if the skipper logged an extra 18 hours steaming for an unconfirmed sick call, he'd be on the carpet with the owner.
Yes, I can see that.
On the other hand, if the owner thought that Appleby was a health risk, Appleby would find himself beached, and the skipper needing a new first hand. But if they're old mates, there's two good reasons for forgetting to log the landing here.
Yep, that makes sense, all right.
A lot depends on whether Appleby saw his own doctor.
Can I use your telephone, Doctor?
Oh, help yourself. Don't get a lot of visitors at this time of year.
Ah, oh, thanks.
Will you join me in a wee spot of warmth, Miss Mackay, eh?
Abbott.
Mike Fenner here, sir.
Where the hell are you now, Fenner?
Stornoway.
I
need a bit of help, sir. I'm catching the midnight train back to London. I won't have time to check for myself.
Check what?
Who George Appleby's GP is and whether Appleby reported stomach pains during his last shore leave.
You won't get any assistance from my division unless it is formally requested by your superior officer. Is that clear?
Oh, but sir,
I'm
look...
I'm sending a report down to London requesting disciplinary action. Now I want you off my patch and out of my hair.
Pompous ass.
A drag, Mr. Fenner.
Oh, I need it. Thanks, Doctor.
Yeah, I'm a bit puzzled, Mr. Fenner, as to why the stopover was, in fact, not reported. Despite my rather glib explanation just now.
Oh, you convinced me. Ah, cheers.
Aye, but I was answering your questions. Now I'm asking.
Change of heart, Doctor?
No, not really, Miss Mackay. We're a small population here in Stornoway. So we've the habit of minding our own business. Life gets to be intolerable otherwise.
I can imagine.
Oh, what puzzles you then, Doctor, if you don't mind breaking the habit just this one?
There'd be no point in the skipper of Kestrel 2 falsifying the log.
But you gave two good reasons.
Ah, they only apply on one condition. That the owner is kept in the dark about the stopover.
Do you mean he wasn't? He knew?
He could scarcely have not known, Mr. Fenner. He was here at the time.
Oh, Benton? Here?
He flew in a couple of hours after Kestrel arrived. Don't do, that's for certain.
But didn't anyone wonder why? Ask questions.
Oh, we're an island people, Miss Mackay. Once we started asking questions, who knows where it would end.
Now, what about the police? It's their job to be curious. Oh,
Sergeant McAllister's been on the island all his life. He's everybody's friend.
Do you think Benton arriving on the island at the same time as Kestrel 2 could be coincidental, Doctor?
How do you mean?
Well, could he have any other reason for visiting Stornoway?
Lassie, do you mean?
Aye, or business?
Business, no. No, not if it was above board, that is. And, a lassie? Oh, I doubt it. Like I say, we don't gossip on the island, but somehow I think I'd have had word.
Oh, thanks for your help, Doctor.
Now what?
I have a train to catch.
Now what, Mike? Benton?
None of my business.
Oh, pull the other one.
Okay, Sergeant. A few questions here and then back to London. Abbott's not interested. I'll see if my super will do something. Officially.
Even as Mr. Benton's representative, I don't really think I should answer any questions at this time of night, Mr. Penner. Not without Mr. Benton's knowledge. I'm just here to check the ship's in.
Well, if Mr. Benton has nothing to hide, why should he object to a few questions?
He's a very busy man.
That's why I don't want to take up any of his time.
Well, the same if I do the wrong thing.
I can get the information the hard way with a warrant or probably by asking around the pubs.
All I want to do is to save time and unpleasantness.
Just Skipper Ferret.
For the moment.
And just the names of any ships he's skippered for Dynasty Trawlers. I've no records of other owners.
Just Dynasty Trawlers.
Well, hold on. I'll have to go back a bit.
Not too far. I'm short of time.
Oh, glad you made it, Fennan.
I'm sorry if I caused any trouble, sir.
Trouble hasn't started yet. Not properly. You know that Abbott's sending in a complaint against you?
I was afraid he might, sir. Do you think it'll go forward?
I can't prevent it. You know that. Abbott's no fool. If I shove this business under the desk, he's likely to carry it on over my head. I'm too close to my pension to take the risk.
But I really think I'm onto something, sir.
Made out your report?
Not yet.
Well, do it. Oh, and that's your last official act. I'm suspending you from active duty until the disciplinary board can be convened.
No matter what my report says, sir.
I'll read it, and if it's of interest and requires further action, I'll pass it on to Superintendent Abbott. Make it good, and he might, just might, withdraw his complaint.
Well, just what is his complaint, sir? What am I accused of?
Boiled down, it's flagrant disobedience. I can't deny that, can I? Insubordination, conduct likely to bring the force into disrepute.
Well, how does he figure that?
He claims that you were drinking in public with a fellow officer and a woman police sergeant, then went joyriding in a charter plane with a young lady for company. Is that true?
No, sir.
Superintendent Abbott is lying.
But he's got it all wrong, sir.
I'll write your report, Fenner. Convince me and I'll try to convince Abbott. That's all I can do.
Look, sir, that trawler's out there now, supposedly fishing. Benton insists that Blackie Masters isn't on board, that he jumped ship and has taken off somewhere. Now, Masters is a witness to what happened to my brother. If we don't find him and he is on Kestrel 2, then he could be in danger.
Have you any proof that Kestrel 2, with or without the connivance of Alan T. Benton, is engaged in criminal activity?
No proof, sir, no. But strong circumstantial evidence.
Which evidence will appear in your report?
Well, naturally, sir. But every day that Kestrel is at sea, Masters is in danger. It could take weeks for my report to be investigated, and even then there's no way that we can prove anything. What happens on a trawler off Iceland is the skipper's business. If he keeps a false log, which I've proved, and Benton has covered his tracks, and he will have. They'll just laugh at us when we start asking questions.
What are you accusing Benton of?
I don't know, sir.
All right, you've asked for it. Here's how it looks to me, and to Superintendent Abbott, and how it'll be presented to the disciplinary board. You were upset by an accident to a close relative. You've used police time and resources to live out some complicated fantasy in an attempt to alleviate your grief by finding a victim, someone to blame. You've also entered into a questionable relationship with a fellow officer, female, and brought her into disrepute. Her future's as much in question as your own. In addition, you've blundered into an area where police work and public relations are difficult and delicate at the best of times, and created hostility towards the force and a general atmosphere where, in Superintendent Abbott's opinion, accusations of police persecution could possibly occur. If they do, someone will have to be thrown to the wolves, Fenner. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, sir. Sergeant Mackay's an old friend, sir, from before I joined the force. It's not fair that she should be dragged into this.
Did you force her to board the plane?
No, sir.
She volunteered?
Yes, sir.
For friendship's sake?
She also believes that I'm right, sir. She wanted to help.
Well, naturally, that's what friends are for.
What about Sergeant Johns of the Transport Police? He's not an old friend of mine.
Is he interested officially, or is it just idle curiosity?
Mainly curious, I think, sir.
Oh, pity. Transport lads have the sort of freedom you need. Get him involved, and he could take you along for the ride. And with my blessing.
He's got nothing to report so far, just a hunch that there's something dodgy about Kestrel.
Well, no doubt we'll discover why at the inquiry. I suggest that you make out your report and then take a holiday. Keep in touch, of course.
Very well, sir. Oh, you, any objections as to where I go, sir?
Oh, your wits haven't dulled, that's something. No objections. Just keep it unofficial and keep that girl out of trouble. She's a good officer by all accounts.
Thank you, sir, very much. I'll watch it.
Good. Now, sit down, Mike. Let's talk off the record. Personally, I think you're a way off beam, but just in case, I've contacted an old chum on the drug squad. I'm pretty well ginned up, and if there's anything I can tell you that might help...
Thank you, sir. Just one big question. Has there been any increase in illegal importations during the last year or so?
Of anything in particular?
I don't know. Just a hunch.
Something must have prompted you to ask. You're suggesting that this fellow Benton's reopened the Icelandic route?
The what, sir?
Used to be called the Icelandic route. It was stamped out a few years back. Small time, mind, only one chap behind it all. Your friend Benton, he might have decided to have another go.
And gets the stuff in via Stornoway, collects it himself, and passes it on for distribution either here or in the States, you mean?
Something like that.
Who was the chap we got for it last time?
Oh, no real interest to you. He's still inside.
Might be worth a visit, though, if someone else has taken over his contacts and is operating on a bigger scale.
Already seen him, Fenner. He'd nothing to say. Thought we were barking up the wrong tree.
What was he supplying?
Diamorphine hydrochloride, commonly known as heroin. A derivative of morphine, which is in turn a derivative of opium. Do you know anything about opium, Fenner?
Not a lot, sir.
Oh, it's addictive and progressive. Some heroin addicts do manage with help to reduce their intake and control the habit, but... Oh, one of the problems is that the amounts taken which can produce serious results vary from individual to individual. One person can die from a single minute intake, while an addict can take relatively massive doses with no ill effects.
Yes, sir. But why an Icelandic route? It seems pretty unlikely.
Oh, I don't know. Look at this map of the world. Now, from India to Scandinavia and the Northern Hemisphere takes you overland through Asia. Not much problem getting the stuff through there. Then, the Soviet Union. Probably get a bit of help from that lot. Into Sweden. Difficult. Easiest way is a Russian ship. Why not a trawler? Into Icelandic waters and then a handover at sea.
Well, seen like that, it's so obvious.
Provided she stays outside territorial waters, the Icelandic Coast Guard can do nothing.
What about Interpol?
Not a chance. To be honest, Fenner, I'm skeptical myself.
Then you won't help.
Not on what you've given us so far.
So, Benton will get away with it. Kestrel 2 will come back with or without a shipment. Blackie Masters has disappeared and the route stays open.
No, I didn't say that. They'll be watched, of course. Any suspicious circumstances acted upon immediately.
But not yet. Not this trip, is that what you mean?
Now, be reasonable, Fenner. You're a copper with a grudge. Under suspension and the subject of a disciplinary investigation.
So, anything I do alone. Is that it?
At the moment, yes. But off the record and unofficially, you have my blessing.
All right, thanks. Thanks a lot, sir. Goodbye.
Oh, one thing, Fenner. The number of heroin addicts registered and under treatment has dropped dramatically in the last year.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, I doubt if they're cured. So if they've elected to drop off the list of registered addicts, it suggests that they're getting the stuff somewhere else.
So there has been an increase in illegal supplies.
I never said that, Fenner. Wouldn't even suggest such a thing. Keep in touch, though, eh?
Right, sir.
Get me Chief Constable Brown, Transport Police Headquarters. I'll hold.
Grimsby, please.
Single.
We'll have to hurry, sir. Platform 8. Change up Peterborough.
Thank you.
Benton here.
Charlie, Mr. Benton. From Gossett.
Well, what have we got this time?
He's back. In the bar with that woman, policeman.
Fenner, do you mean?
That's right, Mr. Benton. Over in the corner of the bar and talking 19 to a dozen.
Thanks, Charlie. I'll attend to it. Bye.
Bye, Mr. Benton.
So you think Benton's smuggling heroin?
I'm not sure, Betty. It seems possible that someone is, and using Kestrel too.
And David found out?
That's what I'm afraid of. He shared a cabin with Blackie Masters. It would be natural for Blackie to be in the boy's confidence.
And you think Masters shot David to the skipper, and then Ferriton lost David over the side? Oh, but it's horrible, my...
Why else was Master so flush after a lousy trip?
Is all this in your report?
No, not yet.
But surely it's
all speculation. Well, the press think I'm inventing already. If I report it, they'll sit on it until after the inquiry into my conduct. And by then it'll be too late. The pipeline, assuming there is one, will be closed. Master's disposed of and we'll never get the truth.
Then what will you do, Mike?
I'll need to get aboard Kestrel too.
Oh, that's not possible.
Or we wait here. In which case, any contraband will be routed through Stornoway as usual and the ship clean when it docks.
Which won't help Blackie Masters if you're right.
Or I can wait at Stornoway. If Benton turns up, have him stopped and searched at the airfield before he takes off again.
If he was clean, you may as well commit suicide.
If I do nothing, I'm dead anyway as far as the force is concerned.
What about the Icelandic Coast Guard?
Well, supposing we contacted them and they didn't want to know. I know it's unlikely, but I can't take the risk. Any chance of Abbott cooperating if I talk to him?
Not in this world. You're public enemy number one as far as he's concerned. You know he's got me on a fizzer.
Yes, I heard. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be. I put my own reputation at risk by insisting on making that.
No, I should have thought of the implication.
Don't worry. My virtue, despite their nasty little official minds, was never at risk. Was it, Mike?
Was and is. I'm glad it was you who met me at the station, Betty.
In that case, Mike, to hell with their fizzer. It's likely you'll be out of a job if you go on with this. We'd make a good team. The Offshore Detective Agency. Any work undertaken.
Oh, we'll see. One problem at a time, eh?
Am I interrupting?
Oh, Miss Hope.
Oh, sit down, please.
Thank you.
A drink, Miss Hope?
No, thanks. I just saw you and thought I'd say hello. There's something you ought to know about David.
Oh?
Are you still trying to find out what happened out there? I mean, exactly what happened.
Something like that.
I wish you wouldn't.
Well, why do you say that, Miss Hope?
I prefer not to say.
I think you should. I've a right to know.
What right? You disappeared out of David's life when he was just a kid. He worshipped you. Did you know that? And what did he get in return? Half a dozen lousy Christmas cards and a birthday postal order.
He understood.
Oh, yes. He understood. Big Brother could do no wrong. Every year he hoped you'd come, but you never had time until now. You can find time for him once he's dead. Time to poke around, making everybody miserable.
Don't you want to know the truth, Miss Hope?
I know the truth.
What?
Do you want her to know? It's not pleasant.
Shall I go, Mike?
Of course not. What truth, Anne?
David, your neglected little brother, was an addict.
Oh, no.
Mainline. Registered. The lot.
How long?
Since he was 15. He ran away from home once. Did you know that? Went to London to find his brother. Before he ever came to Grimsby or knew me.
I wasn't told.
He never got further than Piccadilly. He was nearly 2 months away and nobody knew what happened. When he came back, he was already experimenting, he called it. In 2 years, he was on the hard stuff. I persuaded him to register and he seemed to be in control. But every now and again, he'd relapse. Twice it happened at sea. Only Alan Benton would give him a job on Kestrel 2.
And you think he lapsed again and went overboard?
I don't know and I don't want to know. He's dead and he's best left that way. If you carry on with your questions, Mr. Fenner, and you find the truth, I'm telling you now that you might not like it. I know that I won't.
I'm sorry, Mr. Benton. Fishing's not too good so far. Over.
Never mind the fish. Start back. Over.
But we're not due out of here for days yet.
Make your call and get back. Develop engine trouble. Anything you like.
What's the flap, Mr. Benton?
Fenner. I understand that he's suspended from duty and up here unofficially. But he's still being too nosy for my liking.
What about Masters?
Lose him. I think I've drawn Fenner's teeth and he'll have no help from Abbott. But I'm not taking a chance. Is that clear?
Could be tricky, sir. The weather's mild and there's hardly any sea.
Lose him, when and where you like, Ferreton, but lose him. Out.
Oh, just like that. Easier said than done.
Sparks?
Yes, Skip?
Make the call. We're pulling out. This is the last drag.
Already?
Just do it, Sparks.
Suits me, Skip.
Make the announcement, George.
Right.
Tell them it's orders from head office. They'll all be compensated for the low catch.
Will do, Skip.
Trawler Kestrel 2 to Shap Yard. Trawler Kestrel 2 to Shap Yard. Are you receiving? Trawler Kestrel 2 to Shap Yard. Receiving?
Receiving you, Kestrel 2. Go ahead, please.
Put me through to the Dynasty office, will you, old man?
Hold frequency, please.
Hello, Kestrel 2. What can I do for you?
Hello, old man. We're leaving early. Orders from the governor in our home office. Some flap on.
I know your position as of 14:30 hours. Is that constant?
Pretty well, old man.
What time will you be leaving?
Around 1900 hours. Can you cope?
Keep an eye out for me.
Will do. Out.
I don't think we'll go into Stornoway this trip. We'll make the drop out at sea, in the Minches, and warn the pickup not to wait for us to appear in the harbour.
And Blackie?
Well, if this flat weather holds, we'll keep him for the Minches too. Usually guaranteed a bit of a blow there. Not worse.
Poor Blackie.
Were you aware, Mr. Benton, that David was an addict?
I had heard rumors.
Yet you still engaged him?
Oh, I don't engage deckhands on a personal basis, Sergeant. But I approved his employment papers, if that's what you mean.
Knowing the risk?
Your brother was as much at risk unemployed ashore as he was employed at sea. At least I thought so. I'm deeply sorry that I was mistaken.
Do you know what happened the night he was lost?
He went missing, Sergeant. It happens.
Why did no one mention his addiction at the inquiry?
Is that what you'd have liked? Headlines? Those damned television people snooping around, muckraking? We don't like the media, Fenner, and we don't want publicity. What good would it have done?
Save me a lot of bother.
Any trouble you're in, you brought on yourself.
Just to satisfy my curiosity, Mr. Benton, why did you fly out to Stornoway to meet the Kestrel?
But I'm not interested in satisfying your curiosity, Fenner.
Was it to do with David?
A man had been lost. I wanted to hear Ferreton's story before the police started asking him questions. I have a company to protect. Is that so hard for you to understand?
And what about the previous trips?
What previous trips?
Not only Kestrel 2, but three other of your ships, all skippered by Ferreton, have broken the home run to put into Stornoway. You always meet them.
You have no authority to be asking these questions, right?
Not officially.
And I don't have to answer.
No.
Good. At least that's understood. I'll tell you what I'll do, Fenner. You stop asking questions, which I find for personal and business reasons embarrassing, and I'll withdraw my complaint against you.
That wouldn't do me a lot of good. It's gone too far.
Oh, I'm not without influence. I even think I could persuade Superintendent Abbott to back down. What do you say?
I've already told you. I'm just curious.
Good. And that's settled. We'll put all this behind us. You get back to your job and leave me to get on with mine.
Can you hear the boat?
Yeah, over there.
Crew all below?
Yeah, and this time I'm counted.
Good. Show a light, then. You know what to do, George.
Don't worry, you won't know a thing.
Catch the line, please.
Right, got it.
Got the stuff. Stop me. Have you got the cash? Two consignments.
All ready.
Good. Two boxes. Here they come. One. And again. Now the money.
Can't risk you dropping it, can we? I'll bring it down.
Steady. Steady.
I don't want to swim back.
Too bad, sir. You're going to have to.
Where's the money?
The route's closed as of tonight.
The money. What's that?
Sorry, mate.
Now, put the knife away.
Here. Clean as a whistle.
Right. Bust a hole in the boat, and I'll haul you up before she takes it.
Sorry. Right, coming up, Skip.
Young David, an addict. I'm surprised.
Not as surprised as we were, Sergeant Johns, I can tell you.
So your young fellow's going back to face music, eh?
I suppose so.
Pity. I was hoping to have him along.
Along where?
Somebody somewhere has seen Mike's report. It's been passed over to Transport Division for investigation.
Oh, but that's the last thing we want now, for it all to come out.
Yeah, for a lot of reasons, Mike's report makes sense. If young David were an addict...
If? You don't believe it?
I didn't say that. It's easy enough to check. The girl did say you were registered.
Yes, isn't true she did.
Well, there can't be that many in the area. Check the register and then we'll know where we are.
Well, why should she lie?
I don't say that she has lied. Just that nothing's a fact until it's been checked out. She might have thought the boy was registered. If he were on drugs, he could have told her anything.
Why didn't I think of checking?
Because you're not 60. With 35 years on force behind you, you still take people on trust.
In any case, the investigation goes on. Is that right?
Why? Right or wrong, the finger points at Kestrel. It has to be checked.
So, what happens?
We wait to see if Kestrel changes course.
Mm-hmm.
If she heads straight for home, we'll search, but probably not find anything. On the other hand, if she deviates, makes for Stornoway or any other port, we'll be informed.
Then what?
There's an old dodge. Used to be worked in all the ports. Before coming into harbour, contraband, not just drugs, anything, is dropped over the side attached to a marker buoy.
Mm-hmm.
Once the ship's docked and cleared by customs, a small boat can be rowed out to the buoy and stuff brought ashore.
As easy as that?
It used to be. Now, of course, in larger ports, it's too risky. Patrol boats and our lot ashore make it tricky. But a little place like Stornoway...
With one friendly sergeant who loves everybody.
Exactly. The ship drops the goodies, whatever they are, and heads into harbour. As soon as it's dark, out with the boat.
And someone flies in from the mainland, collects, and takes off again. Private plane, private airfield, no one to ask questions. It's so simple.
I could have stumbled onto something big.
Oh, wait till I tell him.
If he wants to see the job through, unofficially, of course, he's welcome, but keep it quiet.
What happens?
We coordinate with Customs and Excise and the Coast Guard. Kestrel's being tracked by radio and shadowed by a Coast Guard launch. If she heads for Stornoway, we board her. Hopefully, before they can dump anything over the side.
Especially Blackie Masters.
If Blackie's aboard, I don't fancy his chances.
Well, Blackie, you're in trouble.
What have I done, Skip?
The door are after you. They'll be waiting.
But why me?
Seems that copper from London wasn't happy with some of your answers. If they get you, it could be years inside.
If I go down, it won't be alone.
Aye.
Don't worry. You'll be looked after. But we've got to get you off this ship.
How?
The rest of the crew know you're aboard, but no one else does. Not for certain. Tell the lad you're in trouble and that I've agreed to give you a hand. We'll head for Stornoway and in the Minches put you over the side in a life raft. You can reach the mainland easy enough and then disappear. Understood? But the rest of the lads will have to know. We can't have them thinking you've gone the same way as young Fenner did.
What about money?
Oh, you'll have enough. In a few months it'll all have blown over. We'll keep in touch.
Right. Hello, tell that. And, thanks, Skip.
Seems a waste of a good life, Raft.
If you're quick enough, the raft won't need to touch the water.
If we put the pickup boy too far out, how will the boat find it?
That'll have to be a job for Sparks. Tell him I want a transmitter on the boy with a homing signal. We'll fix the frequency with Benton.
I hope it works. That stuff's worth a small fortune.
Okay, pilot, let's go.
Our helicopter's always this noisy.
A bit fussy, aren't you? What's new, Sergeant?
Kestrel has changed course. She's headed for Stornoway.
Set the transmitter. It's good for about 15 miles. Is that enough, Skip?
Ample. Is the stuff all packed, George?
Ready and waiting.
Right. Clear the men below and bring it up here. And don't forget the weights. And better get the raft ready. We don't want Blackie worrying too soon.
Okay, Skip. At least the water's flat and there's no moon.
Did you call Ben?
He'll arrive at Stornoway in time to collect, assuming the boat finds the boy without any problems.
It had better, Sparks. Let's get over the deck.
Hope this damn raft stays afloat.
It's guaranteed, Blackie. If it sinks, Dynasty trawlers get their money back.
What equipment will I have?
The usual. Sea anchors, baler, repair kit in case you get a puncture. Distress flares, torch, fishing gear, non-thirst grub for 12 men, fresh water for 12, tin openers, seasickness tablets, and first aid kit. You know, you'll be safer in this than you are on Kestrel. And better fed.
And when I get to shore, a burnt lot. Is that right?
Right. We don't want the Coast Guard checking the serial number. A bit awkward if they trace the raft back to us.
All set, George?
Yeah, Blackie's ready to leave.
Hey, what's that noise?
What?
Listen. The motor launch.
But there. Look. See the lights? Coast Guard. It's got to be. Oh, what the hell do they want? Quick, get the boy over the side.
Coming straight at us. You must have had us on radar.
They don't raft over the side. They might not spot it.
George, get up to the bridge. Signal full speed ahead. It might not be us they're after.
Right.
If it is us, we'll dump the heroin without the boy. If they don't find that, we're in the clear.
Except for Blackie.
Yeah, what do you mean? Our kids don't.
Can't take that risk, Blackie. Pray they go fast. Off you go, George.
Too late. The bloody searchlight. Oh.
Fisheries Protection Vessel, HMS Storm. You are ordered to cut your engines and
heave
to for inspection.
No chance, what would I give for a Lee Enfield? Can't we lose that life, George?
We have reason to suspect that you have cut
contraband aboard.
Damn!
Please shut your engines and stand by for our officers to board you.
Get this cover with a tie skip.
A custom and excise helicopter is approaching your position.
Oh, no.
Stand by for inspection. We are coming aboard.
Get those boxes, George. Over the side.
What about Blackie?
He can wait.
I won't say a word. Keep on it.
You've said too many already, Blackie. It's your big mouth that got us into this. When you've got the boxes over the side, George, the jet sparks to radio Benton for instruction whether we tube it. I can't help that.
If you do not
stop
your engines, we will be forced to fire across your bow, Kestrel
2. Look! Helicopter already.
I'll get the boxes. Come here, Blackie.
Oh, no. No, you're not dumping me like you did, young fellow.
You've nowhere to go, Blackie.
Get on with it, George.
Yeah, it's me, Sparks. They're winding somebody down on a cable.
Oh, no. All right, George. Leave him. Get the stuff over the side.
No good, Perrington. Keep his loader down.
Just keep your mouth shut, Blackie, and you'll be all right.
Oh, since you and Benton decide I'm too risky, no chance, Perrington. I'm going to do what I should have done in first place.
The box is skipped.
Hold it, Perrington! Fair enough. Right! You're no chance. Just stay where you are, leave those boxes alone. Blackie, watch while I clear this winch cable. And have a long talk when we get ashore, okay?
Okay by me, Mr. Fenner. I owe that nothing.
Tried to kill me, they did.
Aye, lad. I don't think you'd have made that life raft, even if we hadn't arrived.
Benton's not inclined to leave witnesses lying about, Blackie. You should know that.
No, sure, you're right.
What happened on that last trip, Blackie? Well, what did young David discover?
We were packing fish and told. One skipper announced that we were heading home a day early. Nobody minded over much. Those of us who had been out with Ferriton before thought he were up to something. But it were none of our business.
Did David suspect anything?
I don't think so. It were his first trip with Dynasty Trawlers. He talked mostly about you, Mr. Fenner. Thought a lot of you.
What happened?
Well, at 10 at drag, once straw were inboard, deckies were all ordered below for snaps and tea. Me and David stayed and hold a bit to finish batch we were stacking. When I left, lad was still at it. He told me later in our cabin what he saw.
It was a shore boat, Blackie, an Icelandic chap. They called him Johan.
Forget it, son. Not your business.
But why should they be taking boxes on board at night, just before we go home?
Did they see you watching?
No, I'm sure of it.
Just as well. Now, if you want to see Grimsby again, keep your mouth shut.
But what was in the boxes?
Pieces of eight, I expect.
No, they weren't heavy enough.
Oh, cool.
They've got to be smuggling somewhere, Blackie.
Look, son, this isn't your first trip. You know what goes on. Mind your own business.
But it could be drugs, Blackie.
Look, what's the odds, son? I mean, what does it matter to you?
Mike, my brother, the one who's a copper, he'd go mad if I got mixed up in drugs.
You're not mixed up in anything, not yet.
He'd murder me.
Some copper.
Where would they hide them?
Where would I know? Well, at mattress, I expect.
Blackie, if it's not drugs, I'll forget about it altogether.
Whatever it is, it's not your business.
It will be when they get caught, and they're bound to eventually. And I'll be an accessory. My brother...
Oh, is he back again?
He'll find out that I was on board.
Look, lad, you're not responsible for what Skipper does.
I am if I know about him. That's what Mike will say. You don't know him.
For which I'm thankful.
And now you know about it as well.
Yeah, that's what worries me, son. I don't want to know.
But you do. I've told you. Oh, please, Blackie.
Please what?
This chap they called Johan threw two boxes on board. The skipper and Appleby took them below. Where would they put them? I just want to have a look, that's all.
What about stowage, Lockyer? Was that too obvious for you?
Let's go and look. Right now.
No chance. I don't care if it's only tin rhubarb in them boxes. I'm stopping here in cabin. It's safe.
Just keep a lookout for me.
No.
If it's not drugs, I'll drop it. Promise.
If it is drugs, you'll be dropped yourself. Straight over the side. Yeah, you want to risk it, shoot yourself. I fancy getting home, dear.
All right. I'll go myself. Hold the light up, Blackie. Now, where's the most likely place?
Well, that right at front, I shouldn't think. Yeah. Try over there, behind life raft.
Bring the torch, then.
Yeah, I'm only here as lookout, remember?
You can't leave me now. Come on. There's nothing here. I'll try in the corner.
Give me a hand, Blackie. Here. Shine a torch. That looks like them.
Yeah, pass one over. We'll open it up.
Here we are. Just an ordinary catch, Blackie. It's not locked. No one will ever know.
Well, what is it?
I don't know, Blackie. It's white crystals packed in polythene bags. Quite a lot. Heroin's white crystals, that I do know.
Well, couldn't it be sugar? I mean, private stuff nowadays, a few pounds might be worth trouble.
Don't be daft, Blackie.
So, what do we do now, mastermind?
Can you use the radio?
The radio? What for heaven's sake?
To call the Coast Guard.
What, here off Iceland?
Well, that's where this stuff came from. Now they can have it back. Well,
you're balmy, son. They'll impound ship.
That's all right. The company will fly us home.
If you think that, you're as green as your cabbage looking. Anyway, the radio shack's next to the skipper's cabin. He's bound to hear you.
I'll have to risk that.
Look, why not wait till we're back home? Once you're ashore, tell the police and forget about it. Or telephone your bloody brother.
No use, Blackie. They'll have got rid of this lot before we dock somehow or other. It'll be my word against the skippers and Appleby.
Now, listen, son. If you're caught in that radio shack, what do you think will happen, eh? We've 70 hours rough steaming ahead of us. Plenty of time for you to vanish overside and no questions asked.
They'd never dare. Not both of us.
I'm not risking it, lad. You try to use that radio, you're on your own. I'm going back to Kip. My advice is forget you ever saw this lot. Let's get it stowed back where we found it, okay? I didn't desert him, Mr. Fenner, honest. I pretended to and then followed him just to keep an eye on him, lad. He broke into a radio shack and tried to work transmitter, and was all he got was a lot of static, and noise was too much. Appleby must have been in cabin with Skipper. He was out of there and into a radio shack before I could shout or anything.
What the hell do you think you're doing, lad? I'm waiting, and it better be good.
It's no use, Mr. Appleby. I've found the stuff.
What stuff?
In the stowage locker.
I said, what stuff?
Heroin. About 50,000 quid's worth, I should think.
So what do you want, son? A cat?
I wouldn't touch your filthy money. I'm calling the Coast Guard to have this ship arrested and searched. Hello? Hello, Staff Sean? Are you hearing me?
Oh, I'm sorry you said that, son!
Hey! You've done for you, Mr. Appleby.
Don't move, Blackie. Answer one question. Are you with us and rich? Or were young Fenner and dead?
I've no choice, Mr. Fenner, honest. Well, they'd have done me the same as young David.
So you threw the body overside and carried on as normal, eh, Masters?
Well, at first I were going to report them as soon as we got into port, but, well, they gave me a lot of money and said what Benton would do to me if I set out. Well, I didn't know what to do. And whatever I did, I couldn't help the boy. He were gone.
So, Benton is the governor, is he?
So far as I know, yeah.
Well, he's taken care of, Mike. He left Ireland as soon as we docked Kestrel and flew back to the mainland. He either trusts Ferriton and Appleby and others to take their medicine and keep quiet, or he's planning to clear out. Whichever, you'll not get far. And Anne Hope lied about David being an addict. I wonder why.
What can I do for you, Miss Mackay?
Sergeant Mackay. I'm here officially, Miss Hope.
Oh? What have I done?
Who told you to say that David Fenner was a registered addict?
I don't know what you mean.
We've checked. It was a stupid lie, Miss Hope. He's on neither the local nor the national register. He's never run away and probably never went near London in his life. Well, Miss Hope, would you prefer to talk at the police station to Mike Fenner?
Oh, no. No, please, I don't want that.
Why did you lie?
He said if I told anyone, he'd do terrible things.
Alan Benton?
You know.
Enough. How much did he pay you?
£500. And why not? David was dead, and I was to get nothing. His precious brother will get compensation, but what about me? Another few weeks, and we'd have been married.
Mike wouldn't have taken the money, Miss Hope. You had first claim. He knew that.
It wasn't just the money. But Mr. Benton told me that David's brother was causing trouble, that he was only after more compensation. It didn't seem fair that Mr. Benton should be taken to court for what must have been an accident.
There was no accident, Miss Hope. We know that now. Mike telephoned the station from Stornoway a few minutes ago. Blackie Masters was on board Kestrel and a witness to what happened. David was murdered by the first mate and pushed overboard. Alan T. Benton's been running an illegal trade in heroin for the past 15 months. He hoped you'd throw Mike off the scent by accusing David of being an addict. But for Sergeant Johns, we may never have checked.
Alan Benton had David murdered.
That's what we'll try to prove. Will you help?
Where is he?
Get your coat and come down to the station and make a statement. With luck, Benton will be there before long. I want to see his face when he meets you and Blackie Masters.
But where is he?
En route back from Stornoway by private plane. Empty-handed, but thinking he's got time to spare. He's wrong, of course. Superintendent Abbott will see to that.
Evening, Mr. Benton.
Superintendent, what are you doing here?
Waiting for you, Mr. Benton.
Something wrong, Superintendent?
Well, you're no doubt aware that Kestrel 2 has been arrested and certain of the crew taken into custody.
Why should I be?
Oh, come, Mr. Benton. You've just come from Stornoway. To be honest, I'm surprised to see you here.
Whatever Skipper Fairton's been up to is no concern of mine, Superintendent.
We'll see, sir. I have a warrant here which gives me the authority to detain you, and I must ask you to accompany me to the police headquarters for questioning.
What are the charges, Superintendent?
You'll be charged with illegal trafficking in narcotics and conspiracy to murder. Nothing they'll do to be going on with. And I must caution you that anything you have to say will be taken down and may be used in evidence. Do you wish to say anything at this stage, Mr. Benton?
No. Not until my lawyer is present.
That will be arranged. The car is over here, if you don't mind, sir.
So, what now, Mike?
Oh, back to the smoke to face the music.
Well, surely they won't go ahead with a disciplinary court now.
Oh, a fizzer is a fizzer. The fact that I was right won't change the charges.
Superintendent Abbott will withdraw the complaint.
He might. On the other hand, he has been made to look a bit foolish.
They look a lot more foolish at the inquiry.
Let's hope he thinks of that.
Another drink, Mr. Fenner?
I don't think so, Charlie. What about you, Betty?
Oh, no, thanks.
Charlie?
Yes, Mr. Fenner?
When I arrived here last night, I came straight to the gossips from the station and met Sergeant Mackay in this bar. Your bar.
Yes, Mr. Fenner?
Within minutes, Benton knew that I was here. Any idea how?
None whatever.
Ah, pity. No, it's odd, but I seem to remember seeing you on the telephone just after I walked in.
Not me, Mr. Fenner. I promise.
Okay. I can't remember for certain. But if you, by any chance, know anything at all that might help the police with their inquiries on the Benton case, I suggest that you report it straight away. Otherwise, my memory of that telephone call might just worry me enough to make me start asking questions. Understood?
Oh, yes. I understand, sir. Will that be all?
Clear off, Charlie.
Aren't you in enough trouble for poking around on someone else's patch?
May not be someone else's soon. Hmm? Whatever happens at my hearing, provided I'm not kicked off the force, I intend to apply for a transfer.
Well, there's less opportunity up here.
I've lost a lot of ambition.
Suppose they say no?
I'll resign and join the transport police. Put in for Sergeant John's job when he retires. Or maybe even start that agency of ours. What was it called again?
The offshore agency.
Oh, that's a bit dull. How about the All at Sea?
So, we might be seeing more of you.
Guaranteed.
Good. I'm glad. Now, I'd better report back, or Abbott will be on the rampage again. Thanks to you, I've a long night's paperwork to get through before I see a bed.
Keep you out of mischief. Night, and thanks for your help, Sergeant.
That was Violent Shore. It was written by Ian Cullen, with technical advice from Terry Bottomley. You heard Eric Lander as Mike Fenner and Eva Haddon as Betty Mackay. Blackie Masters was played by Malcolm Hayes, Alan T. Benton by Hector Ross, Skipper Ferriton by Michael Deacon, George Appleby by Clifford Norgate, Anne Hope by Helen Fraser, Superintendent Miller, Alan Rowe, Superintendent Abbott, Peter Woodthorpe, Sergeant Johns, Garrett Green, and David Fenner, Albert Welling. Dr. Campbell was played by Robert Trotter, Bosun, Michael Shannon, Sparks, Roger Gartland, Johann, Wolf Kahle, Harry, Nigel Lambert, Charlie, Anthony Smee, the insurance agent, Michael St. John, the Board of Trade representative, Peter Whitman, and the Icelandic radio operator, Trader Faulkner. Other parts by members of the cast. Violent Shore was produced by Christopher Venning.